Talking with Jim Mintert, Kansas State University. Jim, let's talk a little bit about this cattle market right now. One thing we've heard quite a bit here at this cattle industry meeting, and even before we got here, was the tremendous fall off in drop credit and how that has impacted cash cattle prices, and one of the factors that we've taken such a hit in the last few weeks.
That's very true. You know, if you look at one of the big factors going back to late last summer, and especially as we moved through the fall quarter, was the drop credit really backing off. And it's dropped off in a variety of ways. It wasn't a single item in there that drove it down independently. It was really a host of things reflecting this slowdown in the world economy. Of course, one of those things was leather, and that's been reflected especially because of the downturn in automobile sales, but also on the clothing side as well. But if you look at it across the board, that's really hurt a lot. And going forward, I don't think it's going to recover real fast. Again, that's one of those macroeconomic factors that's probably going to struggle with, I think, throughout much of 2009, could easily be 2010 before we start to see some recovery in that. And as you think about the short-run outlook for cattle, this is a different situation than we're normally acclimated to. And, you know, you and I have done a number of interviews over the years, and usually we focus primarily on the supply side, because when you're trying to forecast where livestock prices are going, you focus primarily on the supply side, and the underlying assumption is that demand's relatively stable, at least in the short run. That's been turned upside down in this marketplace. The variations that we're looking at in prices from 1 week to the next and 1 month to the next are being driven primarily by demand and concerns about where demand is headed in the future. And one of the things that's taking place out there in this environment is wholesalers, retailers, institutional trade members are all extraordinarily reluctant to make what we call out front purchases. Nobody in this industry right now wants to be long inventory. And in the past, that's a much market different kind of a situation than we've seen in the past. Not unusual for people to want to lock in supplies, especially on the institutional side, several months ahead of time. Extreme reluctance to do that because of their inability to forecast where demand is going to be 90 days from now or 120 days from now. And so everybody in the industry is operating on kind of a hand-to-mouth basis, wants to be short inventories. They don't want to run out of product. They want to make sure the shelves have product on it, but they don't want to have much more than that. And that's made it very challenging. And so until we see some indication that consumer demand is stabilizing, I think it's going to be a challenge going forward. And you know, the good news is if you look at the placement pattern, we've got some tight supplies ahead of us. So that's the good news. From a cattle inventory perspective, you know, we're at a low point in the cycle. That's the good news. This didn't occur after several years of expansion, but it's still very challenging. We simply haven't seen this kind of a collapse in consumer demand for consumer products in general and beef in particular going back a long, long time.
So cash cattle prices lower again this week. You know, how low do we go? I mean, we're down at $80, $81 now.
Truthfully, we're about as low as I thought we could get. But I'm not going to rule out the possibility of going lower because of the tremendous uncertainty out there. You can search far and wide to find some positive news on this U.S. economy and the world economy right now, and you won't find it. So we're going to have to see some evidence of demand stabilization taking place. It's going to take some people willing to step in and say, these are attractive price levels. I want to lock these in and make some purchases. And that's tough to forecast. So it's a very challenging environment, and unfortunately, I think it's going to remain that way for at least the next couple of quarters. And truthfully, I think there's a good chance that it could remain that way for much of 2009. I just don't A lot of talk in Washington about a stimulus package fixing our macroeconomic problems. I don't think it's going to fix it that quickly. And so when I think about demand recovery occurring in the U.S. economy and the beef economy in particular, I really can't get very optimistic about that until at least 2010. And truthfully, I probably lean more towards the last half of 2010 than I do the first half of 2010. If you're a cow-calf producer, what that means is the 2009 calf crop is going to be a challenge to sell in terms at attractive prices. There's better chances, though, for 2010 because we sell most of our calves in the fall. There's a chance we could see a rebound in the last half of 2010, and that would start to be reflected in those calf prices we get in the fall of 2010.
So do you roll the dice and retain ownership, or at least maybe on a few of your calves in 2009, if you're a cow-calf man?
If you do that, you do it with some risk management in place. And, I mean, this, I guess going back for the last year or so, that's been my recommendation. If you own cattle, you should have some kind of a risk management program in place to prevent the train wrecks. And we've seen that in spades here lately, and I think that's going to continue to be the name of the game for at least the next year. Longer term, you might want to, and when I say longer term, I think last half of 2010 and into 2011, that might be a time frame to accumulate some inventories around you and hopefully watch those inventory values rise over time. But I don't think that's the case right now. In fact, if you know, for cow-calf producers, I think we've got downside risk in these feeder and calf prices. When you look at the losses coming out of the feedlot sector, that can't go on forever. It's gone on for a long, long time already. At some point, we're going to either wind up getting significantly higher prices on the output side, or we're going to ratchet down what we pay for the feeder cattle. And in the next few months, between now and the time we sell the bulk of the 2009 calf crop, I think the odds are high that we'll actually see some lower values on the feeder cattle side to try and bring things back in line for those for that cattle feeding sector. Because the equity drain in the cattle feeding sector has just been phenomenal. I mean, it's been huge, and that can't go on forever.